I'm Meredith, and I'm joined in the studio today with four guests. We have Feline, Jarek, Heather, and Tammy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we are here to talk about an event that's happening next weekend. And it sounds like it's a pretty big lift for all of you. Feline, maybe let's start with you. Can you just tell us what are you going to be working on?
Well, good morning. I'm planning to be in the construction industry next weekend, somewhat more maintenance. By way of introduction, my name is Feline Wall. I am a member of the Kluknahati clan, the Koho clan of Sitka. My name, my Tlingit name, newly acquired, is Sha'ak'e. I received that name from my late brother, Chuck Miller. Gustin Donayatsik, recognizing me as his mother, which was my mother's name. And so I come from Sitka. I grew up down the street from our clan house. Our clan house is Kayashkahit. And it is, as was told to me by our late clan mother, Dastia Eklamakinen, she made it very clear that this is a living clan house in Sitka. It is the last remaining living clan house, meaning that we use it. We use it for many events. We use it for non-cultural events. We have this house where we can all come to and belong to. And so what has happened over the years, and of course, certainly these last couple of years, during the time when my brother was sick with cancer. We lost him in July. And so there are a number of deferred maintenance projects around the house that need our help and our attention. And in that respect, because it is so important, it was always important to my brother Chuck to include an educational aspect. And I like that idea that this function that we are putting together, this event, we'll be open to people to come help us to clean the clan house, to fix up the clan house, to make it a respectable place for us to all belong, and invite people to come, and maybe they just want to learn a bit more about the clan house. And so that's what I hope to be doing when I'm there next weekend, is to roll my sleeves up, pitch in where I can. I can't claim any skill sets, but I certainly have energy. And so that's what I'll be doing.
Excellent. Thanks, Feline. And Heather, you have a connection to the Kayashkahit as well. Can you share just why this work is important to you?
Absolutely. Well, today I'm joining you with my mother and I, Tammy Young and I. And our connection really, my connection comes through my mother, actually. My mother's father is a Tlingit, and which makes a wonderful connection for me because I'm very lucky to be the grandchild of Tlingit. And growing up in Sitka, you know, one of the things that we've learned really early on is how important our balance is and how important the reciprocity is, that, you know, the way that our culture works, functioning between eagle and raven, and really being present and being positive in that. So one of the things that we've learned is that when things are happening down at the Kayashkahit, that we're always there. We're there to help any way we need to. And one of the things that's happened for us is that Kayashkahit has always been there for everything that we've ever needed. And through the years, the different types of ceremonies, celebrations, when my children were baptized, we had a dinner there. When we have loss in our family lies in state there. When we have song practices, our families come together. So a lot of things happen in that house, and really, really an important piece for the community of Sitka. So my connection is to, along with my mom and along with our clan, the Chukanati people, to work together and to just help and hold and support in all of the endeavors that are going to be happening. So I'll come down there too and roll my sleeves up, and we'll get to it.
Wonderful.
What do you think, Mom?
Well, I think that Kayashkahit has been a part of our lives since we moved back to Sitka. We came home in the mid-90s, and one of the first orders of business that we took care of once we moved home was to make sure that that connection to Kayashkahit was strong. We would go down there and talk with our uncles and, you know, ask them for advice. And as we were trying to be supportive of the Kluknahatis, they helped us to understand that part of what we could do to help them is to help them maintain the house. Whenever things came up, we tried to make ourselves available. And in the late 90s, we got together with the uncles and asked them if it was possible to have the Chukunedi put a new coat of paint on the tribal house. And they allowed us to do that. And so that was our very first experience, at least as adults, to help our father's people and our grandfather's people to make sure that that house would be still standing for generations to come. And, you know, I can only tell you about the goodness that has come through that tribal house. My own children and my own grandchildren have used that house in every phase of their lives. You know, like Heather mentioned, when her children were baptized and christened, that the place that we went to celebrate was with my father's people, the Kluknakadis. So it's our opportunity as Chukunedi and as clan members to go with open arms to help support the Kluknakadi as they are in this time of, you know, we depend on one another in every sense of that. In every way that we go about living our lives, we depend, as Chukunedis, we depend on the Kluknakadis for to reflect back to us that we are following the teachings of our culture. And that's what we mean by staying in balance.
Wonderful. Thank you, Tammy. And before we get into the details of the event, just to take a step back for a moment, can you tell us a little bit about the role of clan houses in Sitka and the background of sort of this particular clan house?
Lane, you want to take this?
Sure. So the caretaker, from a very young age, was my baby brother, Chuck Miller. Chuck Miller took on the responsibility with his whole heart of being a caretaker for the clan house, opening it up for people when they traveled to Sitka for functions and events, opening it up for meetings. We have several clan meetings throughout the year as we prepare for events and happenings in the fall. Chuck was in his 20s when he moved into the clan house, like Heather said, in the late 90s. And because he was so involved in the culture, not only in his day-to-day life, but even in his working career. At the end of his career, he was the Sitka Tribe of Alaska Community Cultural Liaison. He was teaching people. And certainly, if you go around Sitka, you'll find children who remember and miss Mr. Chuck. Because he taught the children, because he was constantly educating the children in the community about the importance of the Tlingit culture, about the importance of the clan houses. The clan houses, at one time, there were many clan houses in Sitka. And we are down to where we need to build them up again. And that is a project that we could spend a whole other show talking about, and I'm sure we will. But the clan house, as I see it, has always been the place where we can come together with pride, with dignity, and represent our clans and hold up our opposite clans. And what the clan house provides, what the Kluknahati, the Kayashkahit clan house provides, is a place for people to come together and be a part of the community that continues to build up our culture, to bring back our culture, and to give our children and our people a strength that they can only know through the culture. And so that's how I can, as briefly as possible, summarize it.
Wonderful. Thank you, Feline. That's helpful for folks who might not have known Chuck personally or might not have seen the clan houses. So, Jarek, I want to turn to you and let's talk about the logistics for this cleanup event. So when is it happening and what do folks need to know before they show up?
Well, I've asked members of Catland Collective, Inc., which is our nonprofit working on the Point House project down the street, and Feline and the Coho people, as well as the Chukunedi, if I could host an event. You know, it's, as you know, we just did a benefit concert with Portugal the Man. We are bringing optics to this, and this is an opportunity to open this up to the community. I know a lot of people, both Indigenous and not, care a lot about Chuck and are now learning about the importance of clan houses. So the idea here is that any skill set is invited to come in. Any person, tribal or not, are welcome to come down and support this. We've been blessed to have John Emmons from Lemonstone Carpentry, and Lucas Goddard, who works for Beeha, is going to be there. We're making a punch list of items. It's going to be weather dependent, but this is really open to the public. Catlan Collector's role is to just bring optics to this, to create the space. We went to clan leadership and asked permission, and we want to provide food. So we are going to provide food, coffee. We're really gracious. We're grateful to have the Outer Coast students who are going to come down and volunteer, who also helped with our concert. So this is just an opportunity. I know a lot of people care about Chuck. A lot of people are starting to care about clan houses, and they're wanting to see a healthy, vibrant community. So the logistics are March 15, 16. I'll be coming to Sitka on the 14th to get supplies. We're looking for people who might want to donate supplies. We're looking for painting supplies or to scrape paint. We have a punch list of items with contractors that will be working inside that we'll try and accomplish. So if you have any skill set, can swing a hammer, can scrape some paint, whatever you need to do, or you just want to come down and you want to know what a clan house looks like or remember Chuck too, just come down and tell us a story. We're here. We're going to be here. And like I said, a lot of us don't have those skill sets, so we're willing to work with people. So if you have some time, come down. You can reach out to me. My number is 907-957-8485. It's also Jerick at pointhouse.org. That's J-E-R-R-I-C-K at pointhouse.org. And reach out to us. If you have a skill set or want to contribute, please let us know how. We'll also be accepting donations on behalf of the house to finish up any of this deferred maintenance.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jerick. And I'm going to summarize that again before we run out of time. So this is March 15 and 16. It starts at 8 a.m. Is that correct?
Yep.
8 a.m. And this will be at the Kayashka Hit on Catlian Street. You're looking for folks of all different skill sets. It sounds like you'll be doing some painting, some scraping, that sort of stuff, but everyone is welcome. And if you're interested or you have questions, you can call Jerick at 907-957-8485 or email Jerick at pointhouse.org. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to make sure folks know before we run out of time?
This is Feline. I would like to say very, very quickly, goodness cheese to our Chukunedi people. That's a big thank you to Jerick, the Chukunedi clan, anybody that comes out to help us, give us a good thought, give us some good energy. Appreciate it.
Wonderful. Thank you, Feline. I've been joined by Feline Worrell, Jerick Hope Lang, Heather Powell Mills, and Tammy Young in the studio today. And we've been chatting about the clan house cleanup scheduled for March 15 and 16. Thank you all for joining me, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Good night, cheese.